Lesson 4. How reasonable should you be in the decisions that you make? Reason, of course, is a very important thing in helping us to reach any decision. But what I want to make, the point I want to make, is that reason can also block constructive and creative action. And in fact, creativity is rarely, if ever, born of reason, born from a rational level. It comes from another level. When I speak of feeling, I don't mean just emotion. Emotion can be a barrier. But feeling is something deeper than emotion. You feel that a thing is right, and through that feeling you know that it's right. If you're only on a level of reason, you can see many different reasons why a thing is good and many different reasons why a thing is bad. Reason by itself brings you to a standstill. It creates in people a Hamlet complex. Should I? Shouldn't I? Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. It's a good thing, well, but on the other hand, maybe it's not a good thing. Reason sees things, two-dimensionally. It doesn't give them depth, and so you can't see how far you'd go with them. You can only see things pulled apart, but you can't see them put together again. And feeling is that which puts them together, which gives them depth, which helps you to understand that out of all these different ones, this is the one that will work. This is the one I resonate to. Now that's there are a lot of pitfalls on the path of reason, and that's why people are all, I mean of feeling, that's why people are always a little leery of feeling as an only guideline. But if the two are brought together, feeling guided by common sense, then you have a much better combination. Feeling, first of all, has to be calm. It can't be excited. Excited feeling can wish a thing to be so when it just isn't. Calm feeling can recognize whether a thing is so or not. Calm feeling is more intuitive. And after the feeling has dictated a certain course of action, then it can be good to analyze it with reason and see whether it really is good, whether it's commonsensical, and to see also how it should work, to discuss the different ways, to analyze the different ways of actualizing it in order to choose the best one, possibly. But the more important thing is feeling. Never trust reason unless your heart concurs with what you're trying to do. If your heart says no, then be careful. If nothing else, if you don't have the feeling for it, you won't have the enjoyment for it, and so you won't do it well anyway. But much more than that, this heart's feeling is going to be able to tell you whether a course out of several will be the right one to take. Sometimes you will be able to actualize an idea on the basis of feeling because the feeling was right. Sometimes you'll actualize the idea on the basis of feeling because the feeling was so full of enjoyment and you were so anxious to do it because this is what you wanted to do that you put out the necessary energy to make it happen. In both cases, feeling is a very important element and one to be taken into account in any undertaking.